Chapter 4. Danger. When my mother saw the captain on the floor, she cried, "This is terrible! We must get help!"
"You're right," I answered. "But, mother, we're in danger."
"What do you mean?"
she asked. I told her about Black Dog and Blind Pew. I told her that they wanted a map from the captain, and I was sure it was in his sea chest.
"What are we going to do?" she asked.
"First, I'll ask Mr. Jones to get help," I said. "Then we'll see what's in the captain's chest." I ran to Mr. Jones and asked him to bring a policeman as fast as he could. When I returned, I locked the door because I didn't want any strange visitors.
"Come, mother,"
I said, taking her arm. "Let's go to the captain's room and see what's in his sea chest." The key to the chest was on a string round the captain's neck. I trembled when I cut the string. With the key in my hand, we went upstairs. I opened the sea chest, and we took out some old clothes, 2 pistols, a compass, a bag of money, and some papers.
"I'll take £10,
mother said. "The captain owed me £10. "And I'll take these papers," I said. At that moment, we heard something. It was the tap-tap of the blind man's stick. He was here. He arrived at the door downstairs and banged on it with his stick. Then he shouted,
"I know you're there, Bill! We're coming to get you!"
"Don't worry, mother," I said quietly. I locked the door. We waited until we couldn't hear the man's shouts and the sound of his stick any more. "Mother, we must leave the house," I said, "and quickly." I put the papers inside my jacket and we left the house. I locked the door, and we started to walk quietly down the road. Suddenly, I heard voices. I grabbed my mother's arm and pulled her off the road. We hid under the bridge near the inn. We could see the inn, but no one could see us.
"Here's the inn!"
one man shouted.
"That door's locked!"
said another.
"Break the lock!"
a third voice shouted. I knew that voice. It was Blind Pew. The men broke the door. A few moments later, a man shouted from the window,
"Bill is dead! Bill is dead!"
"Go to his room and find the sea chest!"
Blind Pew screamed.
"I want the map! Find the map!"
There were 3 men in the house. Blind Pew stood outside giving the orders.
"The chest is open!"
one man shouted from the window.
"The map isn't here! Someone has taken it!"
"It's that boy!"
Blind Pew shouted.
"He must be near here! Find him!"
Mother and I were frightened. The men ran up and down looking for me. Suddenly, I heard horses and the sound of a gunshot. Blind Pew fell on his face and the other men ran away. 3 policemen arrived on horses. I recognized one of them, Mr. Dance.
"Thank goodness you're here,"
my mother said as we climbed up to the road.
"Are you all right?" he asked.
"Now that you're here, we're all right," my mother said. "But I was very frightened."
"Don't worry, Mrs. Hawkins," Mr. Dance said. "Wait here for a few moments."
Turning to his men, he said,
"Search the area."
Then Mr. Dance went to the man lying in the road.
"Here he is, Blind Pew."
"Is he dead?" I asked.
"Yes," Mr. Dance replied.
"He came to our inn today," I said. Then I told Mr. Dance that the captain was dead and lying on the floor in our parlour.
"I'll go there now," he said, "and I'll send someone to repair the door. But you can't stay there tonight."
"I don't want to stay there," my mother said. "I'll go to Mr. and Mrs. Jones's house. Jim, will you come too?"
"No," I replied. "I'll go to Dr. Livesey's house."
"All right, Jim, but come home in the morning."
"Of course," I replied.